It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and producer Porkchop has something he wants to bring up.
Yeah, I think I did something really, really cringeworthy last week while
you
I was
think
in...
think or you know?
Okay, I know. I did something very, like, out of characteristic while I was in New Jersey last week. So I went there for my cousin's wedding, and of course, I had my Grindr on. If you don't
always
know what Grindr is, it's like a dating app. But the way it's slightly different than Tinder. Like on Tinder, you have to match and then you can message them.
Okay.
On Grindr, you can message whoever you want, whenever you want.
Is this just for gay guys or is it for gay girls?
LGBTQ.
Oh, everybody's included.
Well,
okay.
Actually, no. There's no lesbians on there.
All right.
There's transgender. So I was in New Jersey and I saw this one really, really cute guy. And I was like, all right, this guy's...
Hold on.
What?
Did you guys just hear his voice go, guy?
Shut up, dude.
What did you like about him? What stood out real quick?
He's got like amazing hair and he's just, I don't know, way out of my league, like super tan, whatever. But, like, just perfect complexion.
If you have a tan, you're out of Porkchop's league.
I can show you a picture of him, Joe. He's like really out of my league.
Yeah, please, because I don't want to get too turned on and leave my wife, but go ahead.
There you go.
Oh, wow. He's got the haircut, too.
Yeah, you want to see.
Why do I feel so funny?
Oh, my gosh, dude. He's hot.
Wait, I want to see.
Wait, why isn't he straight?
He's hot. Look. Oh, he is hot.
Okay. So now I did something really weird. I messaged him at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, hey, what up? You're such a good-looking dude.
Wait, were you drunk?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Why
I was drinking
DMing
a lot.
Why are you DMing somebody when you're not even in town? Hold on. He's in New Jersey. He's not at home. Like,
no, I was in New Jersey and he was in New Jersey.
But you don't live there. You live here.
I know.
Here.
I get that. Oh, I 1,000% get that. So, you always have to check the dating apps when you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, you have to check to see what's in town.
I'm not saying people do that all the time. It's like a hookup and then you leave.
Yeah, maybe a quick hookup. You know, you don't know.
No, but you don't even know. I still talk to this guy that I met on vacation when I was like 13 years old. We still talked up until I started dating Joel Daddy. Yeah.
And what if I moved back to New Jersey sometime
exactly.
and sparks were flying?
Okay,
exactly.
So go on.
Okay, so I messaged him at 2 a.m. and said, what up? You're such a good-looking dude. And then for some dumb reason, I don't know why, 12 hours later at like 2 p.m. the next day, I wrote him and said, damn it, why aren't you attracted to me? LOL, all good. But here's the thing. Guys message me all the time on Grindr, and I don't write them back because I'm not interested. You know, so for me to write him back, I thought it was a little cringeworthy. So he wrote back like 10 minutes later and said, huh? And then I was like, well, never mind. I was just making a terrible joke for you not responding to my first message. Then he goes, you messaged me at 2 a.m. And I was like, true, kind of early. I was like, so let me start over. How's it going? 2 days later, nothing. So then I wrote back again.
Oh, my gosh.
Two days later.
Why are you that guy?
Listen. I don't know.
No wonder he's never having a solid relationship. You don't know how to date.
So I wrote 2 days later and was like, look, I'm determined to get you to write back. I'm not like all these other Grindr whores.
Yes, you are.
So tell me what it is you do. I produce a morning radio show. Then he said, wait, do you produce a morning radio show? I was like, why are you being so mean to me? Am I that ugly? And then so I ended up sending him my radio air check. And he was like, wait, I love this.
What?
This is the worst thing I've ever heard anybody do to embarrass the hell out of themselves.
I am so embarrassed, Porkchop.
But, I mean, I haven't talked to him since.
You sent him your radio. That's like sending someone your resume that you're interested in dating.
I don't know.
Also, trying to get clout for, like, being on the radio, it's just, like, the most cringeworthy thing in the entire world. So, I thought it was so cringeworthy. Mackenzie and Joe don't know this, but Porkchop told me this story. And I made him show me this guy on Instagram because I thought he was super hot. And so then I DM'd this guy.
Why would you do that?
You
yesterday.
Did?
Yes. And I got his phone number.
No.
Stop
and
it.
And I called him.
No.
As a matter of fact, we're going to actually get him on the phone next.
What? No.
Yes!
No.
We'll be right
this.
Back. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Welcome back, and it's going to get juicy. Mackenzie or Liv, explain what happened with Porkchop.
In a nutshell, Porkchop sees this super hot guy on Grindr. When he's in Jersey, so he reaches out. Here's nothing. Reaches out, and then he's like, I've had it. So he reaches out, why don't you find me attractive? And the guy's like, huh? And then nothing. And then Porkchop again reaches out and is like, hey, you know, I produce a top-rated morning show. And then goes on to send him his air check, which is like a resume, and just keeps at this guy, which is so crazy. Cringy.
Literally hood on right now. I am so embarrassed.
All right. Liv says that this is the guy. Hey, good morning. Is this the guy that Porkchop was hitting on hardcore?
Yeah, that's me.
And
damn.
This is Ricky.
This is Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky with the hair, in case anybody's trying to shoot me the follow.
If you're going to throw out your Instagram handle, at least get it right. It's Ricky dot with the hair.
Oh my God, you're Ricky. You sound hot.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So Ricky, do you often have morning show personalities DMing you at 2 a.m, their air check to try to get in your pants?
No, but one time someone who was like a newscaster tried to like hit me on Grindr.
Right. Wait, so I have a question. Why didn't you initially message Porkchop back?
He messaged me at like 2 a.m.
So, do you find him attractive is what we want to know.
Mackenzie.
I like kind of can't even remember what he looks like.
Wait, so I have a question though too. When you receive a 2 a.m. message on Grindr, you think, okay, this is just a booty call, like I'm out?
No, I mean, like, the way Grindr is, it's just, like, you get, like, message after message after message, and your inbox just kind of gets flooded with strangers.
That's what happens and to Porkchop, yeah.
Especially when they message you at 2 a.m.
Right.
And then you, by the time you wake up, it's like, I don't want to answer any of these.
Did Porkchop send you a D-pic?
No.
Would you want him to?
Seriously, next question.
No.
Okay, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. But I also have a question. So he tried to use being on the radio as some like clout thing. Like, oh, he's definitely going to reply to that. When he sent you that air check, were you just like, is this dude serious? Or were you actually a little bit impressed? I want to know if it worked.
It seems.
No, I was wildly impressed, actually, because not only was he being super duper hard on himself for some reason, like lowest self-esteem ever, like I don't know, I must have really hurt his pride by not answering. He you know, then he pops up and he's like, hey, I'm on this morning radio show, and I'm like, wait, are you on a morning radio show? And then he was and then he called me mean, and then he sent me his reel, I guess.
Demo.
Yeah.
But it was like actually kind of funny. And like, I did hear a girl on it. I assume you're the girl.
Yeah. Mackenzie, I sent him the one from Portland.
Oh, yeah.
I like really like you, actually. I thought you were really funny.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, Ricky with the hair, I love you.
Oh my God.
So would you have any suggestions to Porkchop? Because obviously he struck out with you, but maybe some advice when he's trying to reach out to somebody in the future on Grindr?
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody who's on the number one rated morning radio show, like, you know, why are you on Grindr? Like, you know, do something a little classier, like go to Tinder or something.
True, true.
Listen, I thought the one thing I took away from it was that he kept being like, I'm really determined to get you to answer me. And I was like, first of all, why?
Because you're so good looking, but go ahead.
The other thing was he was just really, really, you know, just hard on himself. He's like, you know, what did I do to, you know, deserve this kind of treatment? And you didn't do anything.
Well, here's the thing. I just got out of a 7-year relationship and he just always made me feel so dumb. And I don't know. And also, like, sometimes guys will message me, and if I'm not interested, I don't write back. No big deal. And sometimes I'll write guys, and they don't write me back. No big deal. But for some reason, I was just super determined to get you to write back.
But Ricky with the hair, is that attractive, though? Don't you want a confident man? You don't want someone who's like, oh, I'm so ugly.
Well, yeah, no, not at all. I was like, you know what? I wasn't not answering you for any reason, but the fact that you're being so hard on yourself, like, now I really don't want to answer you. But honestly, I'm not going to lie. Like, you should probably, if you're trying to get someone, send that demo to more people. Really, really captivating.
But I think this kind of just reinforces what I've been saying the whole time. Clearly, you have stuff you need to work out.
Okay.
From your ex and all your insecurities right now, which is normal. It's fine. You need to be single right now. Take some time for you, because you literally cannot love someone else and be in a committed, healthy relationship until you love yourself. Totally believe that. So just take time for yourself. Maybe hop off of Grindr for a while.
It's like what Lady Gaga said, you know, just love yourself and you're set, bruh.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Lively,
so
do me
much.
A favor and ask Ricky what percent chance I have.
No, because I am not wanting you to get with Ricky right now. Maybe once you love yourself,
I love
okay?
Ricky.
You don't even
Ricky,
you don't even
I'm a fan.
Date, bro.
Yes.
Hey, Ricky, man, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry that Pork Chop harassed you and then he tried to get you in the morning at 2 a.m. But we're glad we could talk about this on air, and hopefully he's learned something.
Yeah, no, hopefully the rest of the world will take something away from this.
Now we all know how Pork Chop slides into DMs very awkwardly. Hey, Ricky with the good hair, thank you so much, buddy.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks, bye.
Bye, Ricky.
Bye. All right. From now on, you can no longer throw out the show when you're trying to get some
or
butt.
Do not send demo reels or air checks to potential lovers.
What do you mean it worked? God. He just said no.
That is so embarrassing.
Oh, here's the thing. If you want to see a picture of super hot Ricky with the hair, check his picture out right now. Radio Now AM show on Instagram. We just popped it up there. He's very attractive.
Sorry that he's not interested in you.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I mean, I meant for Pork Chop, obviously.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, go check that out.